The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Operation KDKA Veterans Day. We salute the men and women who have served us and recognize their family sacrifice as well. Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen. And on this day, the practical parts, there's big parade at 10:30 downtown. It is one of the oldest Veterans Day parades in the country.
105 years it's been going on here.
So it was 1 year before we actually went on the air. And federal, county, city offices are closed. Also, post office, no mail delivery, and et cetera, when you have a holiday. And thinking of that, we have a really tremendous lineup of veterans coming up on this show this morning and also throughout the day. And the history of Veterans Day, people may wonder, why this date, right? And it goes back to the end of World War One, and that is the armistice, right? The 11th hour of the 11th month. It's being referred to as Armistice Day, later known as Remembrance Day, and then officially was commemorated as Veterans Day to mark the end of World War One. And that's a... Did you ever see one of those World War One newer movies and documentaries? It's so powerful, but it continues to be observed on November 11th every year. And today, we salute you.
I know very little about the First World War compared to the Second World War, which I know a fair amount about.
Well,
and Korea and Vietnam, obviously. But one thing that I do remember very well about reading about World War One was Harry Truman leading some troops in an artillery battalion. Some of the stories that came out of that, and the guys that he hung out with, they all wound up getting together over the years afterwards.
So a little more in the history. Because of World War One, known as at the time the Great War, officially ended when the Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 28, 1919. However, fighting ceased 7 months earlier when an armistice, or temporary cessation of hostilities between Allied nations and Germany, went into effect on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And that is why we keep and hold this date as Veterans Day. And you're going to meet some amazing people throughout the course of this show and again throughout the afternoon. The issue at Chartiers Valley, having to be remote today. In fact, their band is not going to participate in the Veterans Day parade because of this.
Isn't that awful?
Just as a sidebar, but more importantly, all the schools are on remote because they have, quote, a credible threat. And this is what differentiates this from all the others that we've gone through since schools come back in session in late August.
And I mean, now I'm just unbelievably curious to know what the heck is going on here. And I know that they have to be careful about what, you know, information they put out, but if they have an idea that it's a credible threat, I certainly hope that they have a line on somebody behind that threat, that they can arrest this person and, you know, prosecute them.
And on the lighter side, it was a thriller in our nation's capital with the Steelers and Washington Commanders. How about T.J. Watt being held in the end zone, which would have been a safety, and they let that go?
Yeah.
And some other shocking official
miscues. That, you know, the Steelers game could have gone either way a couple different times. That was, you know, the Washington Commanders are a very much improved team.
Oh, they're a good football team. They were 7-2 going into yesterday.
Yeah, that's no accident.
So, game on the line, right down to the final minute, the Steelers decide to, quote unquote, go for it on fourth down.
Pittsburgh has their two timeouts, so they may take it all the way down here and see if they can jump and get it free for themselves.
And there is a jump. Washington played into their hands.
You know who gets credit for that, in my opinion? It's Russell Wilson.
Yep.
His cadence threw him off.
Yeah, so fourth down, they're lining up, and you're thinking, are they really going to go for it? Because it was close to midfield. Like, if they don't get it, the game could be on the line very easily.
I didn't think they were going to go for it. I think they were just trying to draw him off, and they managed to do that.
Everybody in the stadium knew they were going to try to do that, except one guy.
Yeah.
Who wears
it? He just, you know, every once in a while, you know.
I felt bad for the guy almost.
Oh, I did too. But
they tapped him on the head. They're like, oh, don't worry about it. And his eyes crossed like he was.
Yeah. The performance that Russell Wilson put up on Sunday, I mean, he's the reason why there's another W for Pittsburgh.
Has anyone questioned now the switch?
No. If you're still asking questions about what's going on, the man threw three touchdown passes. He did have a pick, but it was a razor close game, and he's the reason they won it. And I have to hand to Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan picking up Mike Williams. I honestly thought didn't think much of the selection.
How about his debut?
And he got one pass. He was only targeted one time.
Winning touchdown.
And it made the difference. What can you say? I mean, it was a great game.
Now the Steelers at 7-2 host the Baltimore Ravens, their first division game of the season. They're going to play six.
That's crazy, isn't it?
The next eight. Whoever makes the schedules up in the NFL needs to have some kind of intervention, because that's not fair.
No, it's it stinks, but okay, let's go.
Well, you imagine Acrisure is going to be rocking on Sunday with Ravens. That is a 1 o'clock kick, by the way.
And I just want to throw in a quick little thank you to the ACC officials who hosed the Panthers over the weekend.
They stink.
Yeah.
The officials, that was absolutely atrocious, the way the calls they made and didn't make. They need to be reevaluated too. But theme song of the United States Marine Corps, and yesterday celebrated 249 years of service. And Paul, your father, a Marine, I didn't know that there were actually two birth dates originally. July 11th was the date they celebrated the Marine Corps Day from 1799 until 1921. Then it was moved to November 10th to recognize their original founding, which started for the Revolutionary War in Tun Tavern in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
What a wonderful branch of the service. They're so unique. What other branch of the service is so interconnected with everyone else? And you know, like the Blue Angels, for example, they have an aviator from the Marines representing always in the Navy formation demonstrations team. And is there a better looking uniform in the military than the Marine dress blues?
It's funny you say that, because it's pretty sharp, and that is one of my images. As a young man, my mom's brother, nicknamed Sonny Cap, in Millville, they had a picture of him when we would visit as kids in his dress blues. He served in Korea. And when you would go into this house, you would see that photograph and it was striking, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even as a young man, I'm like, wow. So salute to the United States Marines.
I can tell you.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Straight up, Larry, straight up, if I were a foreign soldier fighting against the United States and I found out the Marines were coming for us, wow.
Amen, brother.
Yep.
United States Air Force, and joining us is retired Air Force Chief Master Sergeant, who is the Executive Director of Pittsburgh Hires Veterans, Jack Lydon. Jack, first and foremost, thank you for your service, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Larry, you're welcome, and that music has me standing at attention on my porch this morning.
Outstanding.
Happy Veterans Day to you.
You too, sir, and to you and your family members, we appreciate you. Operation KDK Veterans Day, and we want to talk about the great work that you and your staff and team do to help fellow veterans with Pittsburgh Hires Veterans. How long have you been involved in this particular organization?
Just about 2.5 years now, Larry. I have worked with other organizations towards veterans employment, but this is certainly the most rewarding for me.
And I know that one of the things that gives people hope, gives people purpose, is to have gainful employment. So that's so important. And I want people to know how to reach you and the kind of workers that you're able to place.
Well, I appreciate that, Larry. We're very easy to reach. Our website, PittsburghHiresVeterans.org, has a simple registration form, and that's really the best way to connect with us. However, our phones are always open. People call in. We help them register. We get them immediately started on their job searches.
Jack, Paul Rasmussen here. For our audience that might not understand the difficulties that a veteran faces when it comes to transitioning from the military, especially if they've been serving overseas, why is it more difficult for a veteran to find work?
Well, there's actually several reasons for that. I myself went through a lot of difficulty when I transitioned. One of the larger things is, and this is what I recommend to most veterans who are transitioning, is don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help from people who have already been through the process. We don't typically have a resume in the military, so the first resumes that military members create are usually just not something that an employer is going to want to read through. Also, we don't interview for jobs a lot of times in the military, so the whole interview process is just a mystery to a lot of veterans. And there's so many pieces of this that it just helps to have a guide to walk through that whole process.
And what will you do today, Jack? It's an important day, obviously, as we recognize all the men and women who have served. What's your game plan?
Well, my initial intention was to settle in with the fine folks at Robert Morris University for their Veterans Day breakfast. We work with the folks in Moon Township quite
a... Uh-oh. We lost contact. You're breaking up, Jack. Oh, we lost him. So we'll try to reconnect quickly just to get...
Geez, he was just making a good point. No fair.
I know. Sometimes it's amazing. Our communications, we've had people overseas who have, you know, the cell, it's kind of hit or miss sometimes.
Yeah, it sure is.
But I think people certainly recognize that it's a challenge occasionally here. If you've ever been cut off from a friend or loved one in the course of a conversation.
You know, that's the isn't that something too? You'd be going down the road and I'll be using my hands free, having a conversation like with my sister out in Seattle, and then I'll get to a certain spot on the road. I'm on the interstate. Should be great cell phone coverage and the call drops.
We're back with Jack Lyden, executive director of Pittsburgh Hires Veterans. So, Jack, you were telling us about an event you're going to at Robert Morris University.
Yes, I was attending an event at Robert Morris University. We just have a great relationship with them and their military students and their ROTC organization. And we just love to cultivate those relationships, especially in the Moon area where we have so many guardsmen and reservists.
PittsburghHiresVeterans.org. Jack Lyden, executive director, and again, retired Air Force Chief Master Sergeant. You have a pretty impressive resume, my friend. Thank you again for your service. Enjoy this day.
Thank you so much, and you do the same.
Theme song from the United States Army. And joining us is another one of our hometown heroes, Tony Accomando, First Lieutenant, Vietnam veteran, who fought honorably and has continued to serve others, including other veterans, co-founded Veterans Cable Services, small business that employs veterans to install wiring for cable companies, and of course, helping our post 9/11 veterans as well. He also co-founded Friends of Da Nang and has helped raise money for humanitarian projects and life-changing service dogs for vets. Tony, good morning.
Barry, good morning, sir. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for your service and also vice chair of Pittsburgh Hires Veterans. Everything you do is about helping other people, and I appreciate that.
Well, you set the bar high, Larry. That's what you do every time you open your mouth on KDKA. You you encourage people to place self after others, and you sort of guide us in the right direction. You uplift everyone, veterans and non-veterans alike, Larry, and thanks very much for your guidance and service.
My humble honor to do so and appreciate the men and women who have served and their families who also sacrifice. Let's talk about your day. You've got a busy day.
It's a wonderful day. I'm sitting at Duquesne University as we speak, and we're hosting our 26th Veterans Day breakfast, which is probably the largest Veterans Day breakfast in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, perhaps in the nation. And it all started whenever my friend George D'Angelo and I went to Vietnam in 1997, 30 years after we were there in 1967, and started this little group called Friends of Da Nang. We built a school, a number of individuals raising money, $50,000 to build the school. And the first breakfast that we held, only 32 people attended at the Pittsburgh Marriott Center City, and now we're up to 600 or 700 in attendance. And today marks 25 years to the day when a group of individuals, veterans and non-veterans, were in Da Nang, Vietnam, dedicating our first school, Larry, for 600 elementary students. And today we're celebrating that, as well as, of course, all veterans. That's the purpose for this Veterans Day breakfast, to salute veterans, no matter what the war, no matter how they wore the uniform, but the fact that they stood up for freedom across this great nation and across the world.
And I know our Vietnam veterans were not treated well, hopefully at this point, and I certainly feel that people, when it came to post 9/11, had a different attitude, but I hope that along the way, you have felt the appreciation.
I think there's no doubt about it. I don't think that Vietnam veterans or any veteran really puts the uniform on, comes out of military service and expects much of a thank you. That's just the way it is. And I find it fascinating that mostly after the Second World War, if one would apply for a job, one of the questions on an application, and you did applications in those days, was, were you in the service? Meaning, were you in the military? So it was interesting. Our nation felt that in the service, whether military or now in civilian life, were synonymous. You're always in the service. And my sense is that most veterans continue to give in their communities, in their families, in their churches, in their own small ways, that they always salute, essentially, the freedom that they have and share that with others, continually service, because they appreciate the freedom that they have and the life that they live, I suspect, perhaps more than others. You said it earlier today that only 1% of the population, the military, are involved in the military. So then the question becomes, Larry, what's the responsibility of the other 99% of Americans? How is it that we get our arms around these veterans and help them to heal both their cognitive issues and physical issues? And the fact that you're bringing this show to hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of listeners, you're doing your part as KDKA. Thank you very much for that, Larry.
Tony Accomando, our hometown hero, we appreciate you and the work you continue to do. Enjoy this day. Soak up a little love, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Yep.
Yeah, and those service dogs, the medical service dogs, absolutely essential for a lot of veterans. We're going to meet Steve Monteleone coming up right after the news. It's about the warrior who has worked with post-9/11 veterans as well.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.